everybody.
That was smooth. Smooth, and then there was that. Yeah. Good.
It is what it is. You get what you get. You don't get upset. So,
welcome to the show.
Yeah.
You guys know what to expect.
You've heard this before. Of course. You know by now.
You know by now.
The show might turn on. It may not turn on. We're here, and that's all you can
Didn't
really
we have a good day yesterday?
For.
Yeah.
Was anyone embarrassed?
Why?
What about?
I just thought
we... You negged us. I thought we did very well.
Oh, we're talking about hide and seek yesterday, 8th Street North Shore. No, I don't feel... Like, the thing is, the people hiding did an amazing job.
Epic.
Some of the...
I just think I didn't expect it to be that amazing.
Right. I thought we did very well.
I couldn't be that creative.
No, neither could I.
No, that was the thing. It was what we were expecting is that people were just going to be hiding
like,
in places that
I'm
they
under
could.
The tree. Yeah.
But people went in a couple of weeks before.
Yeah.
And we weren't expecting that people were going to create actual hiding spots. People took props in.
They went full ninja.
It's pretty amazing. We did give away a $50,000 car yesterday, and as usual, nothing went to plan.
Yeah.
We had to change the whole entire game.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear those results coming up. So we're going to get into that. Stand by.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
But phone up for first calls. 131060. We're not sure if it's Cherie or Cherry. Morning. From Kalinga?
Morning.
What is
it? Yeah, hi, how you going?
Good.
It's Cherie.
Cherie, all right. Yeah. All right, we're all just having a debate with the spelling. What's going on?
I'm actually leaving my job today after 13 years of being there.
Voluntarily, or are they...
No, I'm moving into, because I work for Coles, so I'm moving into a bigger store.
Oh, great.
But it's bittersweet because if you've been somewhere for 13 years, the people that you work with become your family, don't they?
Oh, they are. And today's going to be probably one of the emotional days, but we'll get there.
Oh, it is, isn't it? You'll go through the whole roller coaster of it.
Yeah.
Are you having a bit of a party?
No. We're going to have a bit of a party on Sunday with everyone, so...
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, excellent. Well, congratulations on 13 years in one job. Not many people make it that far.
Unless they're stabbed. Stephanie, in here...
What are you going to be next year?
15.
15. You're going to beat Jamie Dunn.
Well,
you've got to do next year and then another year to beat Jamie Dunn.
Yeah. Ah. So next year equals him, and then... The crown is mine.
The pressure is on, isn't it?
Gotta get a sock puppet.
Stephanie in Yarraville, what do you want to talk about in first calls?
Well, we do money for Christmas and we need to do it creatively and I'm running out of ideas.
Oh,
well, of course, you can wrap it up now and you get what you get. You don't get upset wrapping paper, so there you go.
Bitcoin?
Well, look, that would work, I guess.
Yeah.
Getting it in a foreign currency is always fun and then you lose the money in exchange, of course.
Yeah.
Naturally, yeah.
What are some of the examples that you've had over the years?
In a block of cement, wrapped in 100 metres of wool.
Okay.
I'll go all out.
Okay. Why don't you put it in mouse traps?
That could work.
Yeah.
Yes. My brother-in-law got me Bunnings vouchers for my birthday 1 year, and he did them all in the lowest denomination, which is, I think, $5. Yeah. So he got me like $50 in $5 worth, but then he got a brick and then he duct taped them all to the brick as well.
And threw it through your window.
And it honestly took me about 45 minutes with a Stanley knife to actually get it all out. And he sat there and pissed himself laughing the entire time.
There you go. There's some ideas for
you.
Tanya in Springfield, what do you got for us in first calls?
Yeah, hi. I'm just calling up about school books already. I've got four children. I've got one going into high school next year. Yeah. So my school books are going to cost roughly around about $1,000, if not more.
Wow, oh,
that is a lot.
Expensive.
We're talking about, you know how they give you the school list and you can either go through their supplier or you can go and get it yourself.
Yeah.
A friend of mine said that she went and got it herself. Ends up it was more expensive than the supplier because they obviously get bulk. She said there's a couple of items, like you don't need to get the pencil case every year, so you can cross that off. Yeah. But yeah, it does add up.
I remember one time my mum, you know, do you still get compasses?
Yeah, I think so.
In them?
Oh, it depends. I guess that would be high school. I'm in primary.
Yeah. I had an empty compass tin for my entire schooling. Mum would always ask me, you still got that compass? And I obviously lost it. I've been using it to scratch my name into desks.
That's what they're for.
And because I didn't do any schoolwork, no one even noticed. I just had an empty tin that I used to rattle around in the bottom of my school bag. So, you know, because you don't want to go to your mum. No, the other one was the calculators. Remember those expensive calculators?
Yes.
Scientific ones? And you'd find one with no name on it. You go,
yeah, but they can't really reuse anything from previous years, can they, Tanya?
No, and my oldest one, because she's going to high school, she also needs a laptop.
Is that compulsory now?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You can do...
There's got to be a certain one with certain programs and...
You can hire them from the schools, some of them.
Yeah. They do
And I've also got to hire out a locker for her as well.
Oh, my God. Your kids are bleeding you dry, Tanya.
Yeah, absolutely.
Price on education. I mean, you can.
They do.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Yeah.
Let's go shopping.
Ding, ding, ding.
My wife showed me something very interesting on a new purchase of hers. And it's the only reason she showed me the new purchase, because usually she hides them.
Yeah.
And I have to say, when we're out somewhere at a restaurant, I go, that's a lovely new dress that you've got.
Oh, I had this in the wardrobe for ages. Or, yeah, it was on sale. It was really cheap.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Does every woman do that
to
their husband?
Because it sounds like you're accusing rather than complimenting, and we get really concerned straight away.
But can I say, and I hand on heart mean this, I genuinely am complimenting my wife.
That might be you, but I guarantee any person in my past has not been. Scott wouldn't.
Okay, right.
She was like, that looks expensive.
Esther bought a new pair of togs as well, and I saw a sneak in the door with them yesterday. I was like, I don't care that you bought them. Can you put them on?
I bought mine as well. I cut off the tag and put it in the bottom of the bin just in case he goes and puts anything in the bin today.
Separate accounts, guys. Stop all of this.
Nah, this is fun.
It is fun. That's the thing.
When you get away with it, it's exciting. And when he goes through, I just looked through the credit card. What was that purchase? And you're like, oh, if that had just gone onto the other sheet, if I'd done more purchases, that you would have had to scroll and you wouldn't have found it.
You're so right. It's fun for the woman to try and hide it. And I will admit too, it's fun as a man when you find it. Like, if I ever see her hiding something in the car, I just send her a picture of it with no caption.
Say, we all flirt in a different way.
True.
But she brought home a dress from Forever New, the one she was wearing at the Christmas party
on Saturday. Yes.
Yeah. And it had the usual tags, the tag on the inside, the price tag and everything. But then it had a tag on the outside of the dress, and it was stitched into some lining.
Yeah.
And it was a longer one, and it said, if this tag is removed, the item cannot be returned.
Oh, good one.
So, and I said to her, what's that about?
Oh,
well. And they're obviously now...
They've done it.
They're putting tags, and it's very clearly visible. Yeah. It's front and centre on the dress.
Yeah.
So, she said it so that girls can't wear the dress out and then go back on Monday after the weekend and then return it, because the other tags you can tack down your back.
They're calling it social media. That's what it is, because you wear one dress, you put it up on your socials, you don't want to wear it again. So they're calling it like disposable fashion. So a lot of people will, if you got like one of those tags, you can put it back on.
Yeah.
Or there are a lot of girls that will go out on a Saturday night, I kid you not, with the tag still on it.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
Give it a month, I reckon girls will be over it. It's like, I'm just going to wear it out with the thing
with
on.
With the tag on?
Is he taking that back on Sunday? Yeah, I am. Yeah, me too. There's the tag right there.
I was thinking about this for stylists. Have you not noticed that none of the stylists, if we go to do a photo shoot, have ever cut a label off?
Yeah. No, they return them.
So they return them.
So we wear them in the photo shoot and then
they return them.
And then someone else goes and buys it.
Yep. They actually get more for it.
No. It is wrong. It is wrong, isn't it?
Who wore this one? Stav?
20% discount.
I guess it's no different than trying them on in the change room, you know? Yeah. Like a lot of people will try them on. But I used to work in retail, so many different retail places, and you had to, because it was embarrassing if someone's bringing something back and they're like, oh, I just didn't like it. And you're looking at it and you're like, I think this has been worn, but you don't want to be rude to them because they're still a customer.
Yeah.
And we gave full refund when I used to work at Q. So I used to have to like, oh, sure, I'll just go and check. And I used to go in the back room and give it the sniff check. Because they didn't want to do it in front of them.
And back then you could smoke indoors, so it would have stank like darts if it was a nightclub.
Old. But you used to smell it and then you used to check and see if there was any like sweat marks underneath. Because a couple of times I've gave them a full refund and went away and went, oh, no, now I'm going to be in trouble. And I'd have to go and buy Febreze and then spray it. for them. And I'm like, you could have done this at home.
Yeah. Hey, just so you know, I'll take it. But next time you're returning something you bought, can you Febreze it first?
If anyone has taken stuff back, you can remain anonymous. But if you have worn something and taken it back, 13 10 60.
Have you?
If you're the person, because there's
not clothes. Bunnings are great. I hate having to do a double trip to Bunnings. You know, when you come short of something. So I always buy up massive on everything I need to get, and then I just go back. And you don't even need a receipt there. They'll just take the product straight back and give you a store credit.
Anything? Wait. I painted the house. I don't like the colour, so here's the tin.
No, they will open the tin to see if you've used that before. Yeah. But like everything else, if it hasn't been used and it's still packaged, they will take it back.
See, we might not get anyone calling up for it, but then it's interesting. Why has Forever New done it?
Dude, that's good.
So maybe if you work at the clothing store and there was a need for it.
I took a door back to Bunnings.
But you hadn't used it.
No. Looks like it's been opened.
Only a few times just to check. Well, you keep that shut.
The label's still on it. You can still... 13 10 60. What have you tried to get away with returning? And also, too, if you work in the retail and you want to tell us about people returning things.
Yeah, if you work at Forever New, and this is why you had to have those labels on the side. Maybe it's for overseas customers.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping. Ding, ding, ding.
We want to know if you've ever tried to return something, you know, that you shouldn't. Maybe you've worn it for a night out and it wasn't a good night out. You're like, nah, bad vibe. I'm going to take it back. It's still got the tag on it, because Maddie was saying at Forever New, they've started putting their labels on the outside saying if this tag is removed, you cannot return it.
That's because my wife bought a dress there.
You got great legs. Go for it.
Oh, really? Do I?
As good as Stav. Stav's, I mean, you have to see his legs.
I do have good legs.
Yeah.
But no, they're good. They're muscular.
I would.
You're right.
I'll take that. You're actually complimenting me there.
I was trying not to.
You have
big calves.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you do actually.
You do. It's like you never skip leg day. You've got
footy players' legs.
Popeye's arms for legs.
Thank you. These are all compliments.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
But your calves in high heels, girlfriend, they are something to compete with. But we want to know, have you ever tried to return something? Have you worked at a place where they've tried to return it?
Yeah, Michaela in Kalanga. Someone's returned something to you?
No, I was at Bras and Things about a week ago, and a lady came in trying to return a bridal corset.
A corset?
Oh, nah, you can't do that. You know what people get up to in those things.
Exactly. She did get refused and she did cause a bit of a scene, but I just couldn't believe that somebody would actually try to return that.
Wow, yeah. I was at Aldi just doing the supermarket, like the groceries, and a lady was returning stuff and she didn't have a receipt, and the lady's like, you actually can't do this. And by the way, this wasn't even purchased from us.
Oh, really? She was trying to use another
product.
It says Coles on it, lady.
But I must get that.
Was it? Could you see the corset? Did it have the fake tan and everything all over it, Michaela?
I didn't get a good look. I was kind of coming out of the dressing room at the time, but I don't think they even bothered to do sniff test. They were like, "Nah, sorry, love."
Yeah.
We have. This will be good. We have an anonymous caller. Anonymous, what's someone returned to you?
Hi, yeah, I used to work at a denim store and I had a female return a pair of dark denim jeans with, let's say, a very suspicious monthly stain in the crotch of the pants.
Did you say no?
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was, I would have hoped
You do not accept period.
Whenever you say no to them, they're going to get annoyed. You know that it's going to cause a scene. You're like,
ugh. Yeah. Did you point it out and say, because of this, I can't take it?
Well, I basically said I can't resell this as is.
Yeah, right.
Sophie. Sophie, hi.
Hi.
What'd your partner do?
So he had to go for a job interview and he had a pair of pants but didn't like them. So he went to a store, bought some, wore them to the job interview, tucked the tag in and made sure his jacket was covering the back tag. And then took them back the next day.
Did he get the job?
Not this time, unfortunately.
Was this just recently, Sophie?
Yeah.
Right.
See, the hard thing is, you can't, especially with the chinos and things, you can't wear them for too long because they get creased. Because, you know, they're when they're shop start.
So he should have said to the interviewer, do you mind if we stand up for this?
Yes.
It was really dirty.
I can't sit down. I'm returning these pants. Shannon from Rocklea, you're on the air. What did you return?
Returned a DVD player a bit over 12 months after I first bought it.
And they took it?
Well, I lost the receipt and went into the store, which I won't name, and found that they still had the same DVD player. So I bought it, took it home, got the broken one, used the receipt that I just bought the new one for, and returned it.
That's genius.
See, I mean, illegal, but...
Yes, we don't...
Did you just say,
No, it's fully illegal.
It's fully illegal.
It's not fully illegal.
No, it is fully illegal. It's also fully illegal to change tags on products.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, there's your limit.
Yeah.
Got it.
Now, you know me. I'll bend things.
Small amount of corruption. Highly illegal.
He still bought the other DVD player.
No, I know, but... You know,
he could have got about that more illegally.
Why don't you try it today and we'll see if you get in trouble.
Okay. What should I return?
Nothing. I like you and I don't want you to go to prison.
Very illegal. We can go through right and wrong. Off air.
There's been enough radio host acts in the last couple of days. You don't need to be the next one for breaking the
especially
law,
especially for a DVD player.
That's what brings Stabby down. Yeah.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, everyone. Santa here, and this is my hotline. Ho, ho. I've always wanted one of those.
Yes, we do this every time Christmas starts to roll around. It's our gift to the parents for putting up with their children for the year.
Yeah, look, hey, sometimes towards the end of the year, kids can just get a little bit ratty, and also patience have gone out the window for a lot of parents as well. So we are lucky that we do have Santa's phone number, so we have been giving it out. If you just want to remind your child that you behave or I'm calling Santa, then if you have to call, just give a name and what they've done.
3837-1234 is the number. Let's see what Santa has gotten in the last 24 hours.
Ho, 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 ho. Thanks for calling Santa's hotline.
Hi, Santa. It's Lucas and Levi's mummy. Lucas and Levi are not looking after their toys.
Yeah.
So that means we do not deserve any new ones for Christmas.
Yeah.
Hi, Santa. I have a naughty little boy here that's not getting ready for school. I'm pretty sure you can hear him in the background, Santa. His name's Hunter. And he's not doing it as he's told. He's chucking his shoes at me this morning. And he's just screaming and hitting the walls and stuff and kicking the couches. All he needs to do is put his shoes on. You can hear him. Hey, Santa. Okay, I think he needs to go on the naughty list, Santa, until he can start behaving. Thank you, Santa. Bye.
Michaela is crying over not putting a makeup on. So if she keeps being naughty, then we're going to have to cancel Christmas for her.
Hi, Santa. I have a boy called Matt, and he's 6 years old, and he's not listening to me at all. He's not brushing his teeth. He's not getting his shoes on.
Hi, Santa. I have a naughty Braxton and Mania here who do not listen to their mummy and have been riding down the stairs on a blanket and have cut the tinsel on the Christmas tree. I don't think that's funny.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, no. Oren and Noah, would you please go hop into the shower before I tell... That's okay. I'll just leave a message for Santa now, shall I? Please get up and go. I'll call you back, though, Santa. Hi, Santa. I have a little boy here, Ashton, who hasn't been listening to his mummy. Today he's going to listen now that I've had to call you. But I think you might just need to keep an extra eye out on him if you don't mind.
Hey, Santa. Is this a little naughty boy here?
Yeah.
Are you being a naughty boy?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think you can be a good boy this afternoon now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Say sorry, Santa.
Sorry, Santa.
Bye.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
For the ultimate driving experience you can own from $155 per week, test drive the all-new BMW 1 Series today at Brisbane BMW and Westside BMW. Conditions apply.
The biggest game of hide and seek to win a BMW.
It always annoys me when Stav sings over them, but I think that's called for because I love that one and that's going to be the last time we hear it.
One of the yes, it will be. Yesterday, it all went down. Eat Street, North Shore, our biggest game of hide and seek ever to win a $50,000 BMW. It did not go to plan.
Nope.
Shall we hear how our plan did not play out? Well,
yeah, let's run over our mistakes.
All right, that's what we do on this show. This is how it went yesterday. Hello, everybody. Who is ready to win a car today?
Who wore jeans?
Oh, are you regretting that?
Yeah, it's going to be sweaty.
It's all right. Quick game's a good game. We're going to find you as fast as we can so no one dehydrates.
Scotty Too Hottie is going to be out there. And his husband, everybody, Scotty Too Hottie.
Hi, how are people?
So there was a beautiful lady that called up and she is pregnant. And she said, look, I can't really hide as well. So Scotty's going to stand in as a substitute with the pregnancy belly.
How are you feeling? Are you confident?
Oh, looking out, there's a few contenders by lots of things, but we'll see how we go.
Without further ado,
do we start our timer?
Contestants ready. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ready or not, here we come! I really feel like some epic music should have played after that.
I know, like, dun, 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 dun.
Let's go in a grid formation down the side here.
Wow, this is going to be harder than what I thought.
Okay.
Now.
Hey! First one!
First one.
I'm the walk,
yes.
I'm so sorry you're the first one.
I know. Everyone got my spots, but I'll.
Oh, thank you.
Well, there we go.
So
good. All right, so we got 59 to go. I'm playing hide and seek
when no one else to find. And I got you. Oh.
Got another one over here, I think.
You reckon?
Hey! Hello!
Yeah. Hey. You're gonna crush it, man.
Bugger. Ah! Oh my God!
Good
that
one,
was a good one.
That is actually impressive, though, where you've hidden there.
God, people are taking it seriously. This is going to take all day.
I've seen some people's hiding spots, and yeah.
Not good or good?
Oh, no, they're great.
Oh! How many have we got?
10.
We've only got 10?
We've got a 6. Oh.
I knew it was someone, but it's just giving you very funny.
Oh, that's well done, genius.
Mate. Well done, mate.
Oh, behind the camouflage. I'm so sorry I found you.
Matt, why?
You did well. See, this is that. It's one thing just to hide behind a bin.
We are not prepared for this.
That's the next level.
Yeah.
Can I ask, I mean, you're obviously sad you're not going to win the car, but are you also kind of relieved?
Yeah, it was hot. It was really hot.
Oh, you are dripping with sweat.
Yeah, it got hot really quick.
I actually think for people's own safety, we have to go quicker.
All right, it's getting warm, eh?
We got a long way to go.
Who would have thought a shipping container in 36 degree heat would have been a bad place to hide under a bunch of pushers?
It's so hot in here. Yeah, okay. Oh. Am I sweating?
I'm getting worried because I need to find people fast with the amount of sweat that people have
on. How long was that? Like 2 hours? What's going on?
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, I know. Was it getting a bit too much?
Yeah.
You got to get some water, hun. Oh, my God.
It's so hot.
Are you okay?
Fine. Thank you for finding me.
Oh, thank you. You got a fan in there.
Just found Scotty Too Hottie.
Oh, you damn god.
I know it's him because I can see his shoe.
Looks like a sexy person, though, would you say?
Yes.
I was sweating a storm.
My leg's gone numb. I've been waiting in here for ages.
I know, we've been trying to find people as quickly as possible. It's so, we haven't been able to find 12. I'm panicked because it's hot. I've got to find them now.
You know what I realised? When we designed this game and we said it's sweet, we'll find them in half an hour, we were accounting for them to be like our 5-year-old children.
I know.
Yes.
But they're actually good.
That's a good point.
But they're adults with a $50,000 car on the line. The people who were left are the ones who came and scoped the area. They actually created their hiding spots. And yeah. we didn't account for that.
No. Someone made themselves an air vent. An air vent.
It's midday on a 37-degree day, and people are sweating it up. And we've had to kind of take safety into account here.
But we're down to the top 12, right? And it's still going to be a game of hide-and-seek for them to win the car.
So this was the deal, right? We got back to this point. We realised it was like over 2 hours that we've been searching.
We've probably done 3 passes of the entire place by that stage.
People, so that woman with the air vent, what she had done is she'd got some ducting ready to go from the shops. And then
she had a magnet at the top of it and it attached to what would be like an air vent. So it looked like it was coming to the ground.
Yeah.
The only reason it stood out to me is because it was so shiny and new
yeah.
compared to everything around it. So I thought I'll just feel it and could feel a body in it. And I know it's annoying to her because I was like, that's such a good one. She's like, well, not good enough.
yeah.
I was like, yeah. Okay.
But the fact that she had gone to Bunnings, yeah. she'd built something.
Yeah. It was amazing.
So at this point we had to change our tact.
Yeah.
We decided that we were never going to find them, so our promo guy, Nick, had all their phone numbers, and he rang them because they had to have their phones on them. He rang them and said, hey, can you please come out? We can't find you.
And they're like, is that a joke? We're not going to...
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had to hide the key instead.
Yeah. That was always a yes. backup plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And also the ambulance guys were like, hey, we think someone might...
Well, because we couldn't find them all, and we're like, well...
Maybe they've passed out.
I was scared about it. I was
you
panicked.
You were freaking, man.
Because it was 38 degrees. Imagine if you're hiding in those spots and a lot of them decided to wear, like, black. Camouflage.
And bin bags.
And some people were even wearing beanies.
Yeah.
A lot of people did put themselves... There was one woman who wrapped herself up inside a garbage bag.
Yeah.
So she looked like garbage.
She had bin chicken written on it as well.
Yes. And then she had an ice pack in between her boobs and a little fan inside the garbage bag that was powered by a battery.
Yeah.
So it was a big game. When we come back, we had to flip it on its head. You're going to find out exactly how it finishes with a $50,000 BMW 1 Series. Who wins it? It's coming up next. Make sure you check out this amazing car. Brisbane BMW, Westside BMW. It's Stav, Abby and Matt here at Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
For the ultimate driving experience you can own from $155 per week, test drive the all-new BMW 1 Series today at Brisbane BMW and Westside BMW. Conditions apply.
The biggest game of hide and seek to win a
Yeah, gotta say, massive thank you to BMW for taking on yet another one of our crazy ideas.
Amazing.
The game was Brisbane's biggest ever game of hide and seek at Eat Street in North Shore, and we didn't realise just how big it was going to be.
Huge.
No, we underestimated it, and we underestimated their ability to hide.
There was one guy hiding in plain sight. He'd found a black wall.
That was
right?
genius. Yeah.
And he got a black sheet. And what he did was he just put it on his feet, held up his arms, and then stayed still. So he actually
looked like a wall.
He
created a wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we walked past him 6 or 7 times.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. He was pretty pleased with himself, too.
Oh, he was very...
Come see where I was hiding. Come see.
The only thing that would have been sore is his arms for that long going, come on, guys.
No, I thought that, too, but then I noticed he had tape.
Oh, he taped it up.
He had masking tape.
Oh, he just chilled.
Yeah.
Well, you do have to go and check this out, the BMW 1 Series. It's the ultimate driving experience, and you can own it from $155 a week. Test drive the all-new BMW 1 Series today. Brisbane BMW, Westside BMW. Conditions apply. We couldn't find 12 people. It was hot yesterday. We were concerned that there was going to be some death involved. It was hide and seek, not... die while we seek.
I really panicked about that one.
I was like, this is
not going to look good, guys.
So we rang the contestants and
said, I was concerned about it.
Come on, come out of there. And then we hid the key instead. This is how we finally got our winner of the game yesterday. We were anticipating half an hour to an hour to find everyone. Now, you guys are the geniuses, guys and girls who are left. So what we've had to do is we had to flip the game on its head because we cannot find you. We've gone through this place 4 or 5 times.
We're just a bit concerned because it's a really hot day and we could probably go for the rest of the day, which probably won't be safe. So we're going to go with the second plan that we have.
It's still hide and seek, except now you guys are going to be the seekers. We're going to hide the key to the BMW somewhere in Eat Street, and then you guys have got to find it.
So if you are still in the game, could you please make your way up on the stage right now?
So do you want to go through the rules for everyone here?
Keys hidden. We're going to have an area which the entire Hit Street team is going to be the boundary of. So we're going to take you across to the BMW in a second. Everyone's going to have their hands on that to start. And then we'll say go. And it'll be the first person holding the key. And you win the BMW.
Okay. Who's ready to win a $50,000 BMW? Now remember, guys, safe, no snatching, no fighting. Be careful when you run not to barrel each other over.
But just for something more fun, you can now say, ready or not, here I come, okay? All right? So the count of three, yeah?
One, two, three. All right, so at the moment, everyone is going through every little nook and cranny. There's a look of panic everywhere. We've got people down on all fours.
Oh, the seeking is going well. Ah! Whoa!
Yes! The governess!
Be careful.
Oh, jeez. Congratulations.
Oh, this is crazy. Oh, thanks so much, guys. Snap, Abby, Matt, you guys are crazy cool. Hit 105. BMW, of course, and thank you to whichever producer chose my phone line, because I won't be here without
it. Oh, sounds, my God!
Sounds like you've won a car before. That was very professional. Tell us where your hiding spot was, where we couldn't find you.
So it's a little van. I crawled under a little van, and there's a Cameo sheet behind it. So I've got under the van, under the Cameo, tucked it under. And I've pretty much been in a fetal position up against the...
And I looked pretty much directly at you.
You did.
To be honest,
no one's there.
We wouldn't have ever found you.
No, I don't think so.
You had both looked in that area.
Yeah, we would have gone back there. That's true. Yeah.
You found the key.
I have.
And you've won a $50,000 BMW.
Thank you, $105.
A round of
applause. Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, it's Stav here. Suzuki has a sleigh load of savings this Christmas. See your local Suzuki dealer.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
We've given away all 10 answers to this game, as we have been doing all week long, because we want someone to get 10 grand for Christmas. Emma, could it be you?
Oh, my gosh. I hope so.
Well, have you been listening? First time on the show, welcome. How many questions have you already got?
Oh, I got five.
Well, that's pretty good. You're halfway there.
Yes, and I listen every day, so.
Well, we appreciate that. All right, deep breath. You sound very stressed.
Okay. I know, right?
So you got five already.
Something out of my chest.
You got five already. You know that you get $50 for everyone that you get right. If you get them all right, you get $10,000, and you can only use each answer the once, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Now, you know what your letter is, but for those playing at home, it's R for right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this, Emma. Name something you'd find in a bathroom.
Pass.
Name a restaurant in Brisbane.
Ribs and Rumps.
Name a type of pie.
Pass.
Name an American state.
Rhode Island.
Name a chocolate.
Rocky Road.
Name a luxury clothes brand.
Rachel Gilbert.
Name a sport.
Rollerblading.
Name a children's story.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Name a dog breed.
Rottweiler.
Name something. Oh.
Not too shabby.
Oh, my God.
Not too shabby. Okay, you ended up with $350. Well done, Em.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you so much. That's incredible.
8 out of 10.
No,
350. No, she passed on two, and then she didn't get one to answer. Yeah, so 350.
Name something you find in the bathroom. You can add razor. name a restaurant in Brisbane. You could type of pie. You can add raspberry or rhubarb.
Oh, that's awesome! Thank you so much.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
So, my husband, I'm going to state this now. He doesn't like our Dyson. I personally do. I don't know if it's more of a girl thing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Chicks are mad for a Dyson.
Oh, yeah, I love a Dyson.
It's like,
I don't know.
It's the brand.
It's a la-di-da.
Yeah, it sucks the same as every other vacuum, but, oh, you don't have the Dyson. It doesn't look all
ergonomic. It's a cordless Dyson. I really wanted it, right? And then I didn't realise that when you do it on high power, it actually only lasts for like 7 minutes, which is not enough. And then you have to change the heads. My husband doesn't like it at all, right? But he will persevere because he knew that we paid too much for it. But every time.
$1,000 bucks, aren't
it? He says $1,000. I didn't spend that much. I think we bought a fridge and they gave us cash back for that.
Right.
So it was a discount.
Right. But they're about.
He keeps saying that. I was like, I would have never spent $1,000 for
they're
a vacuum.
They're about $1,000. The stick ones are about $1,000.
Anyway, so every time he uses it, he reminds me what a crap purchase that was. And I said, thank you, mate. Good one. But still vacuum while you complain. And then last night, he comes out and he goes, what has gone on? And I just went, oh, no. In the actual, like, the rod of it,
yeah.
It is completely and utterly bent
oh.
to, like, 90 degrees.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know. I said, I haven't done it. And he goes, yeah, you haven't done it. No, well, I would tell you. I would be annoyed at myself, but I'd still tell you. And we're, like, looking around. I said to the kids, who do it? And he goes, no, they're like, no, why would we touch a vacuum? I'm like,
that's a good
interesting,
point.
Isn't it? And then I felt really bad because we've had a lovely cleaner in. I was like, well, did she use it? But she normally brings hers. So I just text. Scotty's like, well, text and see if she's used it.
Bit
but
of
as soon as
pointing.
You text, it feels like you're accusing someone. Yeah.
Well, you are accusing her.
Yeah. Well, no, but we just wanted to know if she'd seen it like that because she normally uses hers. Shut up.
Just want to see if when you looked at it, was it already broken? Or when you looked at it, was it not broken? And then did you break it?
Shout out to Judy. I love her.
Sup, Judy.
She listens all the time. She's very awesome. You don't want to mess with her. And I was like, geez, shit, hadn't we? Gave a call back, blah, blah. And it was the whole evening going by of us trying to work out with her. Maybe it's my mum.
Right.
So we called her.
You accused Bev. Jacuzzi. Wow.
And you just feel so bad. And that's who we thought. And she's like, well, I don't think I did. If you don't think you did, you probably did, Bev.
Yeah.
Was it you? Is this where you're going to tell us it was you?
And the whole time we've gone through the whole thing.
Ruined all your relationships in your life.
Yeah.
And then at
she
dinner.
Called me. I was like, I haven't even been there.
At dinner time, my 5-year-old goes, actually.
Oh, no.
He's like, I bent it when I got pushed by something and fell onto it.
So you've gone around accusing everybody, getting them up against the wall.
It's the worst feeling. I should have always gone to him.
But he let you do that too.
Yeah, he was there the whole time.
Yeah, he watched that unfold.
But he didn't look guilty at the time.
He wasn't guilty
but
then.
I thought, you're not going to step in when someone else is getting the blame.
What if she starts ripping into grandma? You broke my vacuum.
Take that to your deathbed.
131060, what do you not want to take to your deathbed? What do you need to confess that you did as a child? You still haven't told your parents, maybe as a teenager. Get it off your chest. Make Santa happy. New year, new you. Get it out of the way now.
All right, Lorna Jane.
Mum, when Scott Fleming spewed those pizza shapes all over the carpet floor, it wasn't because a bee bit him and he was allergic to bees.
Oh.
You said a bee bit you?
Yeah.
It's pretty creative.
Well, I don't know how I managed to convince her not to ring the ambulance. We as 17-year-olds, had been up to some extracurricular activities. And he had a little bit too much. A little bit too much bee sting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
It's terrible when you get stung by a bee when you're drunk.
131060. Is this what we're doing? We're going to cleanse ourselves?
Yeah.
Come on, as if you don't have anything to confess.
I was an absolute golden child.
Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah.
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 He's the same there. He's the same way here.
I didn't even underage drink. I did once, but after that, I didn't drink till I was 18.
Okay. So why are you making up for it?
Yep.
Righto, confession lines open, 131060. Let's hear from you. You can go back as far as you want if you've never told your parents.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
131060, what do you want to confess to? Maybe you did something as a child. You never really told your parents about it. My son broke the vacuum.
$1,000 Dyson.
That's the last time we get that. Yeah.
Not going to replace it?
Can
you get a replacement
part? No, because we only did it when we bought our fridge at the same time.
Cash back. You could just get a new rod for it.
Yeah.
No? Oh, you know what?
Can you get insurance on it?
Don't know. I think my Dyson's broken, so you can probably have my rod.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I think.
Yeah,
there you go. Take it. Problem solved. You're welcome, Jay. Yeah, just great. Saved your life, champ.
But we just want to know, what do you want to confess? Get it off your chest.
Sarah in Baronia Heights, what do you got? Confess.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I want to confess to my mum that I broke her my $200 porcelain doll she bought me for my birthday.
And you did it on purpose, we're hearing.
I did it on purpose because I was angry at her. She wouldn't let me go for a sleepover.
Oh.
Well, thank you for being honest, Sarah.
Who did you dob in, though? Who did you say it was?
I said it was my cat.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Mm.
My cat ran past it and broke it. Sorry, Mum.
Sorry to the cat.
Cats are jerks, so you'd believe that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they do like knocking stuff off stuff. Shana in Wynnum West, what have you had covered up?
Hey, guys. So, you know those little mini alcohol bottles that you collect?
Oh, yeah, the little ones. Yeah, collect them.
Yeah.
Or get on planes.
My dad had a whole collection of them. Like, I'm talking like a big, massive collection. And I decided when I was about 8 to go and unscrew probably half of them.
Yeah.
And take a sip out of them.
When you were 8?
I was 8.
Oh, my God.
Just for fun. Just for fun. And then, of course, apparently, when you open them, they're not good anymore.
Yeah.
So he was devastated. And, I'm sorry, Dad.
Mm. What I love about that is he's more upset that you've ruined his collection rather than the fact that his 8-year-old is pissed.
Probably.
If you were older, what you would have done is tried to get the lid off without breaking the seal and then replaced it with tea or something like that, you know?
I've seen that in the movies.
Yeah. I did it to my mum's Southern Comfort so much as a child that in the end, all that was happening is that I was just drinking the watered-down Southern Comfort because I kept just doing it to myself.
My parents still have the bottles on display. They don't know. They still don't know.
Oh, they would have some sort of idea, wouldn't they?
They never drank it. It was like a collector's thing that they got, like all these different Turkish ones from over the world, and they've just kept it there thinking, oh, look at that.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hello.
Hey, well, this is our confession line. If you confess it here, then that means you...
All forgiven.
All forgiven. No, you're cleansed. No karma.
Back on the nice list. What have you got for us?
Well, I hope my mum and dad aren't listening. But in grade 12, I wrote a note to the school from my parents saying that I had an extracurricular activity on a Friday. And instead of going to school for half of year 12, I went to work on Friday instead.
Wow.
Oh, see, I don't even think they could
worked?
Be mad at you.
Where did you work?
I worked at A Model Sports at the time. It's now Rebel Sports. Yeah. But, So I spent 6 months just working on Friday because I hated school that much.
Wow.
At least you weren't going to do bad stuff.
Yeah.
No, but, so they think my friend, she just had my dad's signature down pat by the end of it.
And you still passed high school?
I did. I got a decent OP too. But
win-win. Wow. Good for you.
I remember the first time the ladies in the office saw my mum's real signature. They actually said
that's a fraud. No, actually.
My friend had a perfect. It's perfect. Like, you could probably put it next to it and you wouldn't know.
Right.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good. Do you feel better now?
I do have to tell someone.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Stav, Abby and Matt. To the rescue.
You can send an email at any time, dearabby@hit105.com.au. I want to read one out to you because I know there's a lot of people that are trying to do well by their kids this time of year. It reads, Dear Abby, I'm a mum with an 11-year-old boy. I work full-time driving Uber, but money is extremely tight. Like some weeks we struggle to buy food. I can't afford the present my son really wants and has been asking for all year. I'm gutted as he is improving so much at school. He's gone from a D in English to a B. Anyway, my question is, how am I supposed to tell my child that we can't celebrate Christmas this year because I don't have the money? I am exhausted from working 7 days a week and I just want to do the right thing by him. Kelly from Burf and Gary, morning.
Good morning.
How hard has it been?
Pretty hard. Like I said in the email that I struggle buying food sometimes each week. I always try and make sure he's got food.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I go without. You work a lot of hours for little return, I suppose, but you've been out there applying. I apply for 20-plus jobs a week that I get knocked back. So it makes it really hard.
Is it tough as well? You've got an 11-year-old boy, and I know what it's like to have an 11-year-old son. The
you know, they want expensive things. They sort of compete with each other. And you do feel bad if you can't supply the things that his schoolmates are getting.
Yeah, it does. I mean, he wants an iPhone 11, but I told him to go and get a job.
that's fair enough.
Yeah,
like, and that's right. I don't even have the latest phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, he, you know, he just wants something so simple. Like, he's a child that's a bit overweight, so, you know, we've had to stop his jiu-jitsu classes and things like that. But, you know, and he just wants something simple that he can go and, like, play basketball with, you know, to go and do exercise and, you know, things like that. So it does make it really hard.
I mean, sometimes you have to say no to kids.
Yeah.
But it's when they ask for a simple thing and you don't have the money that you actually feel like you kind of failed.
Yeah.
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 I think I feel that every day.
Oh, but Kel, you are doing your best, and I think kids do have that endless list of things that they want to try and be like the other kids, who I always say have very rich grandparents and not fair.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Now, what is there specifically? He wants to play basketball, right? He's a big basketball fan.
Yes, he is. Yes.
And he wants a pair of Air Jordans.
Yes, is that them, the Nike shoes?
That's
well,
the one,
Matt is the basketballer, and he's the one experienced with getting presents for kids. So, Kel, we just didn't want you to not be able to celebrate Christmas, so we're going to give you a $200 Rebel voucher so that you can go and buy it for him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So, the thing is, though, with this, we would like you to take it, and a big thank you to the guys from Indooroopilly Shopping Centre who've come aboard for this, because there's a Rebel in there. Go and buy the shoes. Use the voucher. We don't want any credit. Don't even say it was from us. We want you to be able to say to your son, Merry Christmas. This is from you. We think you deserve that moment.
Thank you. Like, because he's been invited to his awards night. And apparently he's getting an award from the school.
Oh, great.
So he's been doing so well. This will mean the world to him.
And years from now, if he becomes a professional basketball player, we do expect like 10, 15% back.
Oh, look, I'm taking the lot.
But it obviously sounds like it means a lot to you as well, Kel.
I'm sitting here just crying. It means so much. So much. Thank you, everyone. Like, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's I'm going to see his smile, and that's all I want is to see him with a big smile on his face.
Merry Christmas,
I mean,
Kel.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to everyone there. It means the world.
Hope you hope you do find a job soon.
So do I. That'll be fantastic. But, yeah, that would make a lot of difference instead of driving people around all the time. It gets a bit full on.
Yeah.
Because not everyone's nice, but anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, about that, sometimes my husband and I have a few too many drinks.
I can handle the drunk people. It's the sober ones that can be rude.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, Merry Christmas.
People, you just laugh and smile and they'll be out.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Kelly, and love
Merry
to
Christmas.
You and your little boy.
Thank you so much.
And also, thank you so much to Indooroopilly Shopping Centre. Santa has arrived at Indro Shopping Centre, and you can visit until December 24. Don't miss out. Book your Santa photos now, indooroopillyshopping.com.au. We've been down there to see the Santa set up with the lights.
Yeah,
yes.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah. They do go next level. It's awesome.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Time to hear Stav's song.
I want to sing a song right now.
Yes, the end of 2019, and it's time to do what a vampire can, and that is reflect. Look back at the year that was and all the things that went right, which, let's be honest, in 2019 wasn't much, and all the things that went wrong, which, let's be honest, in 2019 was quite a lot. So I hit the recording studio to put in all the events that made 2019 the train wreck of a year that it was, and as we all look forward to the bright and shiny 2020 and the optimism that it entails.
You're really happy, aren't you, when you...
Yeah, well, you never... I could be in 2020.
Really?
All right, let's do an end-of-year song. Let's mark his words now.
Yeah.
and we'll do a song same time next year in 2020. Let's see how you go.
That'll be my sign-off song. All right, so here we are.
It's time to
I'm leaving Queensland.
Deja vu.
All right, here we go. Stabby Boy song for 2019. Crank it up.
Call us back on to today for Loud's Mouth. Went south, the friends casted some blow. Miley dumped Cody Simpson, reality television. North Korea, South Korea, Kim Jong's got to go. The world is really not okay. Kanye is still with Kim K. Maps was full of sinners. No one good, I'm the mess singer. No one's getting vaccines. Hometown Road hit the scene. Star is massive. Notre Dame to the ground. No cure for cancer has been found. Footy players were obscene, and Brisbane had no winning team. Queensland air was full of dust. Netflix versus Disney Plus. UK Brexit, what a mess. Things are bad, I must confess. The Barrier Reef going extinct. Not sure what I'm allowed to think. Palace disgrace, Bathurst race. I feel like getting off my face. 2019 was dire. Feels like the world.
Go 2020, bring it on. 105.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Stab,
shut
up, computer.
Just put one last go.
Come on. We've got one more thing, and this is really exciting. So just take a deep breath.
Okay? Super duper exciting. The whole computer's been broken, Sam. It's really ruined my mojo.
It has been.
It's ruined my mojo. Wow. No, it is. The texts have been in here 15 times. Don't upset me more. I'm upset, right? Well, I'm only angry at myself.
Can you be upset while you're upset?
It worse. Yes.
Well, you're already upset.
I'm upsettest. Anyway. We thank you. Appreciate the guild. We have lined up our 2020 competition, right?
Yeah, now, we're coming back with.
That's right. Now, usually what we like to do is we like to tease you over our holidays and then come back and let you know. But this is so important. We know this is honestly going to make a huge difference to so many people's lives that we wanted to announce it now and let you know why Hit 105 should be your station in 2020.
The end of the year is a time to look back, a time to reflect, a time to reassess. Did you keep the promises you made? Are you where you should be in life? Did you spend enough time with the people who matter? Did you make enough time for you? Stav, Abby and Matt want to make 2020 your year. We paid a year's worth of rent. Then we gave away a brand new home. In 2020, we're giving away our most precious prize yet. Hit 105's Live Stress-Free in 2020.
Yeah, now what does this mean? You know what it's like with a family. You go to work and you feel guilty.
Yeah.
You feel like you're not giving your kids or your partner the time
that they deserve, because you've got to pay bills and you've got to do all that stuff.
And then cleaning on the weekend when you'd really just want quality time, or the fact that you just coexist with your partner because you're both working so hard that you don't have quality time to reconnect. Mm. Can't afford to go out on date night.
Or if you're single, you don't have enough time to even get a partner.
Yes, yeah. Completely. I know sometimes with Esther, we have our first actual conversation of the night when the kids have gone to bed, and I'm saying, I'm going to bed now.
Yeah.
You know, because everything's, are they showering? What are they? Are the kids doing this?
With everything just piled on top, it is so stressful these days. Yep. And a lot of people saying that they just want more time. And that's what we want to do, is we want to give more time.
So this one I personally am excited about, and that is childcare.
Hear, hear.
We are going to pay a whole year worth of childcare for someone. That means you go to work. Mm. Every dollar that you earn, you're going to keep it. Mm-hmm. None of this, I'm taking home 40% of my pay packet.
No, and then the more you work, the more you have to pay on childcare.
Exactly.
Doesn't make sense.
So you will get every dollar that you earn, so you can actually take that holiday. You can buy that thing for the kids you can't afford.
Imagine this. Having a cleaner. A cleaner for a year, so you just don't have to clean.
That would be amazing.
So you can spend more time with the kids on the weekend when you've got time off. You know, you can just go out and do things as a family. You don't have to worry about the mundane stuff.
What about this?
Mm.
You know, you got to do it all the time, because if you don't do it, you die. You got to eat. You got to do the shopping every week, every second week. Groceries for a year. We'll buy you groceries.
Groceries add up.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd be excited about petrol.
I was just getting to that. I was waiting for the moment.
I was going to say childcare because that was mine. And then, you know what I'm excited about? Petrol. I always complain about petrol.
Oh, so. Petrol. Your petrol covered for a year. You know the stress when you plug that thing into your car and you see it going glug, 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 glug. You're like, maybe I'm going to bail out at $25 because I can't. Mm. I do it. Sometimes you're like, I don't even know whether the card's going to work. We will pay your petrol for an entire year. That is what Live Stress Free is about. We will cover all of those things that take away your time, that take away the chance for you to see your family and experience things.
Imagine having all your date nights organised for you.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yes, something to look forward to each.
What you do after date night, that's up to you. We can't.
Don't blame us. We'll give you that kids. Too. That is not our fault. We're not paying for childcare for the new one.
If you find that annoying, I'll come around, do that for you. For a year.
Right. You are such a giver.
You'll come back. You'll have like an extra half an hour at the end of all that.
You are so nice.
Longer than that. Come on. So that is our promise to you in 2020. Live stress-free. We're going to cover all that stuff for you. Make sure you keep it on Hit 105. Have a great Christmas, everyone. Thank you so much from us for joining us all year in 2019. It really does mean a lot to us.
It does.
Yeah. So please have a very Merry Christmas. Stay safe
Yes.
as well.
All right. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.